Carvalhoni Trump tax report, this is one of the best days that any presidential campaign could possibly have. By Trent Baker on September 27, 2020. Democratic strategist James Carville reacted on Sunday to the New York Times claiming to have President Donald Trump's tax returns, which show chronic losses and years of tax avoidance. Trump has called the New York Times report fake news. Carville, during MSNBC's The Week, said the reporting makes for one of the best days that any presidential campaign could possibly have. "This is just the original story, so we're going to have this another 2 or 3 weeks," Carville began. When you combine that with the just awful polling numbers the president had this morning from polls that were coming in, national polls, statewide polls, battleground polls, you see this is a man under enormous stress. He knows he's going to lose the election. He knows he's in terrible legal jeopardy. In my opinion, he's trying to negotiate a way he can leave with a pardon from New York state authorities and somehow or another live the rest of his life out in some kind of peace. But he's in a world of political trouble. And I suspect that he's in a world of legal trouble here. And we've got more and more of this coming between now. And not just the election, but all the way past the election. You would expect me to say this, but this is one of the best days that any presidential campaign could possibly have. And this story fits right into it while people around the country believe, and apparently correctly, they are schmucks out there working, paying taxes, you know, doing what they can to make ends meet, and then people take these write-offs, he added. If the story's to be believed, he gives his daughter money that then he writes that off. I mean, it's just more and more coming and more analysis. Who knows where this is going to end, but I can't imagine it ends in a very pretty place for President Trump. I really can't. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.